From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, on October the 3rd, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which would ban abortion for women after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The bill passed 237 to 189, with only two Republicans voting against and three Democrats voting for the legislation. Vox reports, and I quote, "The House bill made a number of claims that contradict scientific consensus," end quote. Cases of rape, incest, or a threat to the life of the mother are exempt from the ban, which now moves to the U.S. Senate, where it will need 60 votes. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that Congressman Sean Patrick Mahoney, who represents New York's 18th District, will be back in the 19th District of John Faso later this month. Earlier this year, Mahoney, a Democrat, held a traditional town hall meeting in Faso's district because the Republican has failed to host any traditional town hall meetings without certain restrictions. Mahoney will speak at the annual fall dinner of the Ulster County Democrat Party on October the 29th at the Chateau in Kingston. You can read that full story at the Mid-Hudson News Network website. Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that New York gets 84 cents back in services and funding from the federal government for every dollar New Yorkers add to the federal budget in taxes. A new report from the state comptroller, Tom DiNapoli, says New York sent $40.9 billion more in tax payment to Washington, D.C. than the state received in federal spending in 2016. Hamilton writes, and I quote, "Put another way, New York contributed $12,914 per capita in tax revenue for the federal budget and received $10,844 in per capita federal spending," end quote. New Jersey, North Dakota, and Connecticut got less bang for their bucks per capita, with New York finishing 47th in the country, but first in total difference between ledger lines. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that with more than $850 million in federal cuts to New York's disproportionate share hospital payments and the Children's Health Insurance Program taking effect October the 1st, Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to bring back the legislature for a special session to address the shortfall. The cuts for hospital care for the uninsured and the underinsured and children came as Congress let the programs lapse. Cuomo said, and I quote, "I don't care if you're a Republican congressperson or a Democrat congressperson. This is very simple. Are you more loyal to your political party boss, or are you there to represent the people in your district? This hurts people in their districts," end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And finally, Lorna Sherratt Littleway reports in the Columbia paper that Taconic Hills Schools District elementary students showed a 5% gain in English language skills and 1% increase in mathematics test scores over 2016. The New York State Department of Education scores released in August show among 3rd through 8th graders at the school, 35% were proficient in English and 33% were proficient in math. But while Taconic Hills students' testing improved in the past year, Taconic Hills students were still behind statewide proficiency in English by 5% and 7% in math. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For more news, weather, and other information, go to the WGXE Newsroom website at WGXE.org.